And good morning. Welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts with you on a Monday morning. Talk a little football.
High school football.
Yes.
Odd time of year a little bit maybe to do it, but...
As we've had a newly crowned...
head coach in the county. Want to welcome head coach Randy Hutchison in, the new head coach of the Onsted Wildcats. Welcome, coach, and congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated and really excited to kind of hit the ground running and do everything I can to get us back to the top of the LCAA.
Well, we chatted that when I did your Onsted-Hudson football game. I didn't realize you were back in town and chatted on the field for a little while that at that point you were in the running for the softball job that you ended up accepting. And then rolls into this. You didn't think this was on the horizon, did you?
No, for sure not. And I'd been out of coaching for almost 15 years. And so when I got out of it, and really for the last 15 years, every single morning when I've gotten up, I've told myself I'm going out today to teach and coach industrial athletes because I worked in the manufacturing environment really all these years. And that kind of motivated me. And really coming back to Onsted was a dream come true. But also, I wasn't sure that I was going to fit in. You know, I've been out of it for a little while. I wasn't sure whether I was going to still have maybe, you know, the charisma and the connection with the kids. And I just fell in love with it. Just had an absolute ball this year. We had a few games where we didn't show up, didn't play as well as we could have. But we also feel that we finished the season fairly solid on a high note. Big picture, I thought probably 2, 3, 4 years down the road, Tony may get out of softball when his daughter graduates. And he left. And so it's like that opened up. And really, I didn't expect even for a second that Aaron would decide it was time to step down as well. So the 11 years that I was at Onsted, I did 3 sports a year the whole time, you know. So I'm used to kind of that grind. Right. I enjoy that grind, but I am excited to be involved for sure.
Now, I know we talked, too, that, you know, you haven't been coaching, but yet you were helping out with some, you know, watching some film and breaking down some things for people while you were still out of here.
Yeah, I had the opportunity down in Texas and even Indiana to work with a couple local high school coaches and get the opportunity to kind of talk football and on the field, off the field, do some self-scouting, do some film study and stuff like that. So I stayed somewhat involved, but, you know, there again, the game's evolved. The game continues to change, and so it was still a little bit nervous. I hadn't been a defensive coordinator since 1999, so to come back and do that, I was a little slow kind of getting going. I'm more of a little bit more methodical. I kind of do a little bit more thinking, and really kudos to the staff at Onsted this year and even the players. We had our senior class especially is just very, very, not only good students and good athletes, but they're students of the game. And so there was 4 or 5 of those seniors that really, I kind of leaned on them early on, you know, hey, what does this look like on the field and what are they doing? And they really kind of helped me get those juices flowing again and get back into the swing.
Well, one of the things that I remember from following the football season around the county and especially Onsted is by the end of the season, I thought you were maybe as good a team, especially in the LCAA, as there was, playing as well as anybody. I don't think I would have wanted to play you in the first round of the playoffs had you gotten in. I mean, those guys, everything started to click. I really felt like Onsted was playing their best football at the end of the year.
Yeah, and it's kind of unusual the way our schedule just happened to line up this year where we had that juggernaut of Hudson, Ida, and Clinton all kind of in a row. And we felt, you know, after learning some important lessons, learning really who we are, maybe what we're best at or what we're good at in those really tough losses to both Ida and Hudson, we felt the Clinton game was a game that we could have, should have, would have won maybe, you know, if things, you know, just a couple things went the other way. And that was really kind of when our season turned in terms of confidence levels and understanding and belief. And so we felt from that Clinton game, really, you know, from the end of that Clinton game, we kind of all talked about it as like, hey, let's give it everything we've got because we still got a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even down to that last night against Madison when we ended up 5-4 and we're thinking, you know, we've got a decent chance to get into the playoffs. Didn't happen, but we definitely felt like we built some momentum towards the end.
And that Novell game early on, you know, play that in a different time of the year might have been different as well. But, you know, opening up with a big win after not having great seasons, you know, that was a nice way to start. But then, again, that gauntlet in the middle there really was tough. But, again, I think, you know, as you talked about, just the way that the senior class and stuff – kind of really buckled down and said, hey, we want to finish on a high note. And I think did a good job of that.
You might have to, whoever makes the schedule, you might want to talk to them and say, can we split those up a little bit?
Another thing that's changed really is, you know, Hudson, they didn't used to move the schedule at all. And Hudson was always the last LCAA game.
Right.
Even back when my dad played in 1957 when we joined the LCAA. So it's like it was always kind of that, you know, game at the end of the year that everybody planned for. And
sure.
If you were both having a good year, you knew it was kind of going to be the clash of the Titans in the league. And so it's a little different now. But
yeah, because it rotates through, right?
Yeah, it rotates through. Yeah, so pretty soon Hudson will be our first LCAA game.
Yep. Which, I think that's good because I think it does get a little stagnant when you play the same order all the time. Now, from a coaching standpoint, you can kind of plan, and you know from year to year who's maybe going to be up, who's going to be down, who's going to be a question mark. But I think it gives a little bit of a, okay, this is different from last year or different from the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I like it when it rotates like that. I think most leagues have gone to that for that very reason.
Yeah, well, it gives your scouting a little bit different, too, because if you've seen 5 or 6 games of film on a team, you kind of know each other.
Sure.
You know what's going on. You know what I mean? And whereas if you're used to that and then you're seeing them maybe first game of the year and you've only had maybe one game or maybe, you know, just a scrimmage, you know what I mean? That's a whole different look.
Right.
And I think it also depends some on systems. When you have a team that traditionally, like a Hudson team, for instance, which we're not here to talk about Hudson necessarily, but they've got a great program. They should be proud of all the things that they've been able to accomplish, but they've got that system that they've been running really since the 50s probably, you know what I mean? And so as they get better, as their year goes on, their season goes on, by the end of the year, they've got that dialed in just to a really well-oiled machine.
Sure.
And early in the year, it takes a little bit longer for the new players that came in to get the timing and a lot of that stuff down. So
might be able to catch them.
Yeah,
sure.
Gives you a little different look. Yep.
Sure,
yep.
Absolutely. I know for years, back when you were at Tecumseh, that was like the SEC opener, I always felt like. And it's like, that game would be, I'm glad it rotates now, and then same with both of us. We're playing Chelsea back then, and I felt like we had all those games were early in the schedule, and if you could survive those, you could get by them, and you had a good shot to win the league.
So have you rounded out your staff yet?
No, not yet. We had a pretty solid group of guys. Not all of them want to come back. Some of them do want to come back. I'm actually planning on meeting with the players later this week. I've got 4 or 5 coaches that I want to sit down and talk to, kind of figure it out, really. My past, really, this will be my 25th year. This will be coming up because obviously I took a little break in between. But I'd had now 12 years as a D coordinator and 13 years as an O coordinator. So I've got to kind of figure out what I want to, what I'm going to do. And really that's going to fit together really based on what we have for opportunity and people coming in. So there's some local guys that applied for the job also that are highly qualified. And if I can get a couple of those guys maybe to work with me, I'm going to kind of take a look at that. But we're going to run the air raid. Everybody talks about Onsted being a school that's, basketball and baseball oriented per se. It's just not the football school that it was once, that type of thing. And so in my mind, air raid is basketball on grass. So we're going to spread people out. We're going to run the wide splits like we did in Tecumseh and Ann Arbor. And we're going to get people probably a little out of their comfort zone because most people now are foot split or even foot to foot, that type of thing. And so we're going to spread things out a little bit and we're going to try to put it in the playmakers and the athletes' hands and see what happens. And defensively, I learned a lot this last year from Aaron. Aaron, he wanted to run the 3-4 swarm, 3-3, 3-4 stack, that type of thing. And I hadn't run really an odd defense probably since early 90s. Mm. And so it was a little bit different for me. Mm-hmm. And so even that's, while the techniques are a lot the same, it's just the alignment and formation and stuff like that. So I learned a lot. And we're going to be a multiple front. We've got to do something a little bit different just because our league or our schedule is almost split right down the middle, like 5 and 4. Four teams that are smash mouth, wing tee, full tee, down your throat type thing. And then the other 5 teams are like spread, throwing it around just like we do. So, and that also, had a big impact on, how our season went because the schedule when we were going against the big, strong teams, we struggled. What I mean? And so we feel that we're going to have to change up a few things and a few of our reads and keys to be a little bit more effective on defense, especially against those kind of teams.
Well, and, you talk about what you want to do offensively. Basketball and grass, and with the athletes that they've had the few years, that have been, perfect for that. But, talk about staff. I mean, is there any – There's a lot of Hutchinsons at Coach. Is there any coming back to help with you at all?
I would love to say yes, but I haven't convinced any of them yet. John lives the closest, and he's up in Dexter, but his son is going to be a senior, you know, playing for Phil Jacobs up there. So obviously I wouldn't want to cut in on his opportunity there to see his boys through. David's out in West Virginia, so he's a long ways away, even though he was just, you know, love to come back and coach. And Daniel's in Ypsilanti with, you know, three kids that he's following around watching play sports, that type of thing. So, but I've got
any of them coaching at all?
None of them are coaching. No, none of them are coaching right now. My oldest son, Randy, would also, he's working on trying to figure out how to move back here. And my son, Eric, actually, our second oldest son, he's moving back in 2 weeks. He's worked at the PGA for the last 15 years, and he's coming back home, going to come to Tecumseh and start a DBAT franchise, which is baseball academies for kids. So, so it's kind of exciting. Yep, so we'll have three of the five kids back in Lenawee County here very soon, and you never know.
Yeah, well, never say never, right?
Exactly.
You probably would never say never. I'll never go back to coaching.
Yeah, no, that's why I wish. You know, thinking back after getting back into it, I had like three big totes just full of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like we went from Onsted to Tecumseh to Dubuque, Iowa, to Valparaiso, Indiana, to Indianapolis, Indiana, to Fort Worth, Texas, and now back to Onsted. And somewhere I lost my totes. Now, did my wife just throw them away? Maybe. I don't know.
It may have not got on a truck one time. But, we don't need these.
but it's and nowadays, you know, while the game's changed maybe a little bit, you know what I mean? It's still, we're not in my mind, we're talking X's and O's a little bit here, but we're not in the X's and O business. We're in the people business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to me, it's really, and that's really how I kind of approached my career in terms of, you know, going into factories and fixing up factories. You know, I don't feel that I'm necessarily fixing up Onsted football per se or Onsted softball. I think Aaron's done a really nice job to kind of get us that one step. You know, kind of we got some of the low-hanging fruit taken care of. We feel like we're back on, you know, had a winning season. And sometimes that sustaining or the next step is maybe even the toughest, but mm-hmm. I just feel that we're really in the people business, and if I can have a positive impact on young, you know, boys and girls, young men and women, you know, to give them the opportunity to have successful lives, I mean, that's really what it's all about in my mind.
Well, and I think it's a little bit different too when you walk in a situation where you've got, you know, 40 kids as opposed to a couple hundred kids running a program where, you know, the X's and O's and all that. I mean, you're working with a group that's growing up together and small town community still. You know, I think it is a little different in that atmosphere than maybe a Pioneer or some other schools like that too.
Yeah. For sure, yeah, and my goal is to get 60 kids out. You know, so 15 kids per class is what my goal is. We had about 42 to 45 was kind of our number this last year, and there's a lot of kids in the hallway that I've already talked to. We'll see. I mean, right now it's easy to say, yeah, I'll try it, or yeah, I'll come out. You know, when it comes
it's not
to,
July yet
yeah,
or August.
Yep, yeah, and when it comes to hey, the expectations of getting in a weight room to get bigger and faster and stronger, so you will be ready, and you know, give yourself an opportunity to be successful. I mean, that's kind of where it'll all be determined. But I'm also a true believer in multi-sport athletes. I mean, all my boys played two or three sports. I mean, a couple of them played four sports. So it's a matter of, you know, hey, we're not a big school in Onsted. We need to share athletes. You know, I want my, you know, football players to be playing basketball and wrestling and, you know, baseball and track and, you know, all the other sports. So I want them to play three sports. And we as coaches, it's really on us to really get along, share athletes, have great attitudes, have positive attitudes back and forth between programs. So the kids are motivated to play all sports.
And that's such a key, I think, for really for all the schools in the county, because the size of all the schools in the county has changed. You know, obviously many years ago you had Adrian that was so big, and Tecumseh was the next one. But now everybody's a little bit closer together around the county in terms of enrollment. So I think all the schools kind of operate under that, you know. And most schools have added sports since you and I started back here way back in the county. I mean, you know, you've got all kinds of opportunities for kids now. So it really becomes important to work with other coaches and share those kids, especially in the summertime. The summertime demands have changed so much over the last 40 or so years.
Yeah, between the multiple sports and the family stuff, it's like, you know, what's really important. But, yep, you bet.
All right.
It's a little bit different world.
Yes. I always tell the kids, we went to the weight room for football. We never did 7-on-7s back when I played. I mean, and we played a little bit of summer basketball, and that was about it. I mean,
we had our universal machine.
Yeah, same. That was our weight room. We had a couple universal machines.
We had one.
And some dumbbells.
In our gym, that was our weight room. We had one universal machine, and that was the extent of what we did there.
We actually had an actual weight room, though. No. We did have that where I went to school.
We just had the little side. Well, we had one. Yeah, it was about as big as this room here.
Yeah, it was not much bigger.
All
that's true.
We had it at Clinton at the time, but yeah, it is it is different. But I think, as you said, though, we still need to share athletes, and you know, and who'd have thought, you know, when we were in school that, you know, Onstead and Madison would be in the same basketball district with Adrian and Tecumseh, yeah, well,
which is going to be a heck of a district.
I think so too. Yeah,
it's a shame. It's like three of those teams won't go be moving on.
Yep, for sure. It's a very, very unique situation.
Well, softball, so, I mean, you got that job. That's, got to be thinking about that first then. I mean, that's coming up. You got some girls out for that you've chatted with?
We do, and there again, I think Tony, you know, had done a nice job, and now he's in Adrian, and so we'll get the opportunity. I think we've got a really nice group of girls. We don't have as many there again. Haven't had JVs for, I think, 2 or 3 years. Right now, we're somewhere between 20 and 25. Our goal is to have a JV program, so that'll give girls the opportunity to get more playing time. That's really the key. If we have to be kind of a hybrid program to where we have some girls going up and down, that type of thing, with like the fifth quarter rules for other sports, we may do that a little bit, but we're allowed to work with four girls at a time. We got pitchers and catchers and a few other girls coming in and get some swings in, so that's exciting. And like I say, I think we have a real good group of girls. I would say probably one of the biggest things that I find that I need to work on and make sure that I continue to impress on our young men and women is building their confidence. Because I was talking to a couple of the kids and parents yesterday. It's like, I've never heard on, you know, hey, I'm not very good at this, or I can't do it, and stuff like that. It's like, you know, guys and gals, we got to get over that. Yeah. I mean, we got to work through that, because, you know, all of us have a lot more potential than what we realize. Yeah. You know what I mean? And if we really put our nose to the grindstone, per se, and work, and we're diligent, and we try, you know what I mean, I think we can shock ourselves, and that's really when you get teams, in my mind, coming together and kind of getting that chemistry and the synergy, and things start going in the right direction. So, yeah, I mean, don't expect we're necessarily going to knock Clinton off the league championship probably this next year, you know, as our first year with softball, but at the same time, I think we will be much more competitive, and I think we've got some real solid girls that have a higher expectations.
Well, I think pitching is huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Yep.
And I think that's part of having a JV program, too, is being able to find somebody that can pitch at that level.
Yep.
And develop them.
Sure. Yeah, you can have as many girls as you want, but if you still can't throw strikes, it's tough to even run a game and have a program.
Yeah, I coach a little 10U lookouts team as well. My kids grew up in the lookouts, and so I was like, when I had the opportunity to come back and get involved with that, kind of that same thing. And it's like, yeah, pitching is everything. It's while it's not the only part of the game, it's you've got to be able to throw strikes. And so even with the little 9 and 10 year old girls, we're like, it doesn't matter how hard you throw, you've got to get it over the plate and give our defense a chance.
Right. Yep.
And softball's a high pace. Yeah. Crazy game. It's fun. I mean, I've always, whether playing or coaching or whatever in the past, years ago, I always enjoyed softball, and then I umpired for like 15 years. Yeah. So I got to kind of know the game, and so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Well, again, Randy Hutchison from Onstead now, the new head football coach, and also going to be coaching in softball as well. Been around the county for years and back in the coaching spotlight. So, Randy, we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with everything.
I appreciate both you guys, the coverage you do, the great job you do in this county, and down the road, I'd love to get together with you all and the football coaches in the county. We talked about this, I believe, even at the coaches' dinner. I'm doing a Lunaway County Football Coaches Clinic because we've got some great knowledge and great people in this area, and I think it would be kind of a really cool event to maybe bring the Lunaway County down the road. So that's something we ought to sit down and talk about sometime in the future.
Love the idea.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy Hutchison, coming in this morning.